leader, no doubt, and he lies to me.
Stay.
Please, baby, just one last time.
A little longer.
Just for a little bit, ma.
I know you have to go home too.
Yo, you gotta break out, though.
When you leave, I get aggy, I don't know how to act. Then reality set in with a punch and a smack. When I know that you with him, you ain't calling me back. It be that thing down there that got me way off track.
Someone.
I'm telling you.
Who loves you.
His heart ain't even nowhere near in it like mine's.
Only half. As much as I do.
Come on, trust me on this.
If it's like that, fuck that nigga. He a clown, he don't know what he got. Let that bastard suffer. I sent you roses down to carrot bags from Paris. He can't match my one, son. He'd be embarrassed.
Stay.
All I wanna do is take you out tonight.
A little longer.
Go to club, it's poppin'.
I know you have to go home.
Let's go get our 1-2 on. Come on.
And yo, baby, don't leave, cause the club is poppin'. We got Grandma Ye, plus the tunes is knocking on the dance floor, and sweating my ass off. Imagining us in deep lust, how you look with your pants off. My 1-2 step, your dress is so stunning. Your neck smell good, look cute when you're chewing your gummin'. From the wound to the tomb, you're blessed with a killer walk. You don't have to give me none, it's alright, we'll talk.
Someone who loves you. Only half as much as I do.
It's only a dream, it's only a dream, it's only a dream, it's only a dream.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. My friend Torin is here today. Hello, Torin.
To crush your enemies, see them dream before you, to hear the lamentation of the women.
Thank you. Thank you. That was amazing. We are, of course, playing... What is this called?
Anvil of Crom.
From the Conan the Barbarian soundtrack. An amazing movie, if you haven't seen it.
An amazing soundtrack by Basil Poulidoris.
Really?
Yes, the whole thing.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. A very quintessential Arnold film, if you will. I'm trying to watch a lot of sci-fi movies and Arnold films that I haven't seen, and so I'm trying to like catch up with my lost youth. And I recently saw Running Man and Total Recall for the first time, and I just have to say that they're not as good as Conan, but they are a good time nonetheless. Torin is here today to talk about many things, I can guess. Torin is a local artist. He is a musician, an illustrator, an events coordinator, and a nerd.
Great guy.
And a great guy, so says himself. You're allowed to say that.
Modest.
Yes, so modest. So what did you want to talk about today? There are a couple things that I can think about. The Thickets.
Yes.
Have a show coming up.
The Darkest of the...
Hillside.
Thickets? Yes, those ones.
Those ones.
Yeah, we have a show on Halloween at Pub 340.
It's true. Who are you guys playing with?
Fuzzcat and The Chase.
Awesome. Now, I understand that you guys are a band who plays in costume.
That is correct.
And Halloween being a costume event, or
yes.
I don't want to say holiday, but it's
a holiday. Well, it's going to be on Saturday.
That's so true.
All
right.
Most of us won't have to go to work.
All right. A costume party.
Yeah.
Are you guys having some kind of special costume?
We are having a special costume day, as we quite often do on our Halloween shows.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away. There will be a zombie motif.
Okay.
Which, boring.
I wasn't going to say it. But,
with a little added extra something that I won't give away.
All right. Okay. So do you want to encourage people who attend the show to come in costume as well? Yes?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Get on stage and play some songs.
Yeah.
You can take a break. That'd be great.
Awesome. Will there be like a costume contest or something? Maybe?
Yes, will be a costume contest and an endurance contest.
An endurance contest?
To sit through the whole show.
If you make it through the whole show, we will give you your money back. Yeah. No,
we're
not
on
really.
Actually, no, we won't.
No.
Absolutely.
No, that's a lie. That is an absolute lie.
And we're on at 11. We're in the middle. So anyone who is elderly or generally infirm has no excuse to not come to the show.
That's true. Yes, I'm someone that actually enjoys if a show ends relatively early.
Yeah, yeah.
If I can make it back, you know, on
the
last SkyTrain or something. And still get a good night's rest.
Yeah,
it's
we
pretty
find
great.
That's a key time for our, as a 17-year-old band, we have fans.
17 years.
I think it's 1992. I don't know, math.
Math, two, seven,
Quick,
eight,
load
nine.
Up the math song.
No.
And,
yeah, that sounds about right.
We have fans who have children, and, you know, they're sleepy when it gets to about midnight.
Sleepy.
So,
make that like 10 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, they can't even bring their kids to that show.
No. They can't.
It's just not going to happen.
Unless you can forge some identity cards to say that they're 18.
No, but we don't support that.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Not at
not
all.
Officially. Not officially.
Not on the record, anyways. Anyway. Hopefully you guys will be
given. Well, it's Halloween. Just dress them up as adults.
Yeah. You just stack them on top of each other, right? Like three of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dream the other day. Let me just digress for a moment. That my girlfriend put two dogs together into like a horse outfit.
Okay.
which was silly because dogs are already quadrupeds.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need two dogs in a horse costume.
Do you? Well,
unless
you could make the eight-legged horse. What is that? There is an eight-legged horse in
Gamma World?
In what?
In Gamma World?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking about the eight-legged horse in Norse mythology.
Okay.
I don't remember his name, but it's like it symbolizes something.
You lost me there.
I lost myself.
You
if I could remember the name, it would be a lot more impressive.
Can you name the two Thor's two goats?
goats. I thought he had crows. Or no, the, is that Odin? Goats.
Odin's got the crows.
Okay, no, that I don't know.
I think it's like Gnash Tooth and, I don't know, Gut Ripper. No, it's not
Gut Ripper.
But they're awesome names. There's two heavy metal bands right there.
Lady Killer and Wife Beater.
Exactly. And then the other dream I had, I don't believe in psychic powers. You know, I'm an atheist, okay, and I believe in the scientific method. But I had a dream this morning that I was going to eat pizza. And okay, I think here in the sub building, you have a pizza place.
We do.
And I'm going to eat that pizza.
All right. Are you expecting this pizza to be mind-blowing?
No.
Are you expecting this pizza to be
I expect
cheap?
That hopefully it will have potatoes on it.
Maybe. It might,
that's
depending.
Depending. So if it's got cheese and misc, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I'm going to say go for it.
Thanks.
Go for it anyways.
Were we talking about something relevant?
I don't know. Probably not. I also I wanted to bring up Son of Cthulhu Palooza, but did you want to save that for later?
We can talk about that whenever you want. It seems like it's been like an hour since we played a song already.
All right, yeah. We can get to some music, and then maybe we'll get to
some tell you how to do your job.
Some entertaining fun facts about Torin and the future. Let's
Thanks
get
for
to
me on, by the way.
No worries. Always a pleasure. The last time Torin was on, I think it was about, was it like a year ago?
It was July.
Was it really? I thought it was when we had the fun drive. Did we have the fun drive in July?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Let's say that.
No, I don't know what it
was. I remember that the last time he was on, he was helping us out with the fun drive. And actually, we have another fun drive coming up pretty soon. And I'm not really good with like figuring out how often these fun drives happen.
It wasn't in July. I totally made that up.
No, it wasn't in July. It wasn't. It's totally. Don't mess with me because I'm extremely gullible. I'll just be like, yeah, that sounds great. Sure. And we actually have another fun drive coming up in November. So maybe I'll tell you guys about that later if I have time. But don't worry about it now. You have lots of time to put aside your financial means to help CITR. Let's get to some Darkest of the Hillside Thickets right now, because that's your band, Torin. Yeah. And
it's
I don't
only
think
one I got.
What was that?
It's the only one I got.
Fair
Although
enough.
Tooth Gnasher may be coming up soon.
Tooth Gnasher. That's a pretty good one. The side solo project by Torin. How about Blackout or Marine Biologist? All right, let's play it. This is off of The Shadow Out of Tim by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Like the strain that you make trying to figure it out. Like a death, like a gap, like a watery grave. And all I hear is impossibly distorted impressions of a world that I'm positive is not even mine. It's not even mine. It's not even mine. It's not even mine. Isolation, like a shot from a frozen shattered Eadatine. Like a voice, like a crack, like a whispering shriek that echoes on, like it's carbon body feverish white jingles of time that are positive and not even mine. We'll be right back.
All right, bonus points if you recognize what that theme is from. I sure didn't. I wouldn't have recognized it if you hadn't told me what it was from.
Terminator. It seems to be an Arnold...
what was that?
Seems to be an Arnold motif.
Yeah, accidentally. And I'm not going to complain about it, because it's not that bad. Torin was just telling me that he is the Dungeon Master. Is that the title that you prefer?
Yes.
Yep, the Dungeon Master.
No matter what game I'm playing.
Okay.
Cyberpunk, space,
yeah,
whatever.
Doesn't matter.
I'm the Dungeon Master.
Always the Dungeon Master, the DM, for a Dungeons & Dragons campaign. And he actually goes out of his way to help, you know, create an environment so that when his players enter combat, he'll play, like, The End Will Come or soundtrack music from various other awesome films. And that's something that I would really appreciate if my, you know, DM would do something like that.
Well,
maybe
it just puts you in the mood.
It does, and it creates the illusion.
On, oh yeah, we're gonna fight something.
Because sometimes you just like get into the same, you know, the same kind of grind. You're like, okay, we're going to be fighting a dragon this time.
Yeah.
Right? The tank, you get to go in, and the ranger will do some ranged attacks.
Another black dragon god.
There we go. Okay. We'll just get this done.
I haven't heard of the gaming table a lot.
Yes. speaking of nerdy things happening, Cthulhupalooza was an event that Torin put on. Was it last
year? With the rest of my second level wizards, yes.
Yes.
Although at the time we weren't called the second level wizards.
Oh, really?
Which I should thank Warren Banks, our guitarist, for coming up with that name as a side project.
Oh, nice.
It never happened 17 years ago.
Oh, really?
So I just took it. I just took that name.
Yeah.
Said, let's start an event organization group.
All right. Did you at least include him in the group?
No.
You just took the name and you're like, he doesn't need to know. he doesn't remember anyways. It's okay, guys. Don't worry.
I think he was in the UK at the time. Anyway, he's in Abbotsford, so... We organize everything in Vancouver. It's just Vancouver.
Yep.
But yeah, so Cthulhupalooza last year was a charity event for Child's Play, and we had a movie rock band contest because we had the track Shh just put onto Rock Band thanks to our good friends at Harmonix and
Now,
Penny Arcade.
Was that Rock Band 2? Or
that was Rock Band 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm currently playing through that game with a bunch of friends, and I haven't found that song yet.
You have
yet.
To download it. It's
oh,
downloadable
okay.
content.
All right.
It
so
will cost
we've been
you,
like playing
whatever,
the
200 points
the,
or
the tour
or 99 cents or something like that. It's 99 cents to download.
Okay. All right. Awesome. We'll look it up because like we've been playing through like the different cities in the game, and I'm like, I don't know. We haven't found it yet, guys.
No,
like
it came in a package with some Jonathan Colton and
fun.
I forget the other name of the band. You don't have to get all three tracks. You can just download the tickets one if you're you're on a budget.
If you want
to, you only want to spend the 99 cents.
Yeah.
Then you can do that. So Cthulhupalooza 2, Son of Cthulhupalooza, we are currently organizing, hopefully for the December 5th weekend. There will be more movies. There will be hopefully a costume contest. There will be a live performance by the Darkest of the Hillside Tickets.
As always, yep.
As always.
Maybe some more Rock Band?
No.
No?
No Rock Band.
Not this year? Okay.
Not this year. Sorry, everyone.
I'm sure it'll be a great time, nonetheless.
A Cthulhu... Cake off?
A cake off?
A cake off? A cake baking Cthulhu
I'm there.
Contest?
I am there.
I don't think we'll do any cooking on the spot, but you can bring in your cakes that you created and there'll be judges.
How about cupcakes? Are those okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're
I'll
inclusive.
Be there.
We're fucking Cthulhu Nanaimo bars. What do I care?
Just give me the sugar.
And they're delicious. Yeah.
Roofies.
So, yes. This one wins.
Yes. What was I going to say? Now, I remember you guys were looking for films to play during Cthulhupalooza.
Yes. If you have a short film or even a long film that you've created and you would like it to show at Cthulhupalooza.
Even if it's like some kind of homebrew, like claymation.
Absolutely. The more the better.
Nice.
I've been taking in submissions, mostly from people who are well known to the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival. They've sent me some of their films.
Oh, fun. Okay.
But we'll be showing like Darkest of Hillside Tickets videos and and some other stuff from local people, and we're always up for more. So if you have something that's horror-esque, shorter is probably better, unless it's really super awesome.
Oh, all right, sure.
Yeah.
Now, if they wanted to get in contact with you.
Thickets@uniserve.com. We'll do it.
All right, excellent. Now, you guys will be playing, there was a new Cthulhu film that came out recently with Tori Spelling.
Yes, I haven't seen that yet.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Thanks.
I spent $3 to rent that movie, and that is $3 and 2 hours that I will never get back.
No.
Never.
Was Cthulhu
ever
in it, at least?
No.
Okay,
not
then
at all.
Well, that's good to know.
And it didn't seem like it was loosely based on a Lovecraft story called The Shadow over Innsmouth, but like, barely.
Mm.
Like you could kind of make the connection, but it was a bit of a stretch. And then it just had a cliffhanger ending. It was
come
the
to
end.
Too.
Yeah. And you're like, oh,
it's
okay.
Like
that was great. Again. Thanks. And it wasn't even so bad that it was good. It was just really bad.
Too bad.
So yeah, I was going to say, don't show that one.
A friend of mine, Chris Hang, who you may know, recommended AM 1200.
I have not heard of that.
It's a 39-minute film. It's not necessarily Cthulhu-ish,
okay,
but it's about a guy who picks up a radio signal and goes to investigate, and horrible things happen.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be really good.
All right,
I
see.
I haven't seen it yet.
Is it kind of like maybe The Reanimator?
No.
No? Okay. That's too bad. Maybe you should play The Reanimator.
Well, maybe I will.
Okay, fine. Do it. I also wanted to talk about Rock Band for a bit. Now, you guys apparently are on a Rock Band network.
There
I
is.
I don't know what
they
that
are,
is.
I don't know if it started yet. I don't think it has. Yeah. But there are, Harmonix is creating the Rock Band network, or RBN.
Okay.
And
the code name.
Yeah, if you can get your programming shit together.
Okay.
It's basically some kind of a licensing deal. You can submit your music to the Rock Band Network, and people on Xbox Live or what have you can download said content to play.
Okay. And it doesn't cost them anything?
It does cost something.
All right.
There is some money exchanging hands.
So
some
would
capacity.
You have to be able to program like the how to play the song in the game yourself,
oh,
or would
for,
you just...
For us to... Does it cost money for us to put...
Yeah.
Let's just say it costs money no matter what.
Okay.
I don't actually know.
Okay. All right. But it's going to be great.
But if you like Google Rock Band Network, I'm sure there's like some kind
definitely.
Of...
So were you saying that they have to have programming skills because you have to program your own...
I don't think that Harmonix does the actual, you know, linking up the... Tap, tap, tap to the grid that goes by.
Blue,
whatever.
Blue, yeah. Blue,
yeah,
green.
Yeah. I don't know. So, but we have a friend, Steve, who actually, before it was cool to do
okay.
that,
okay.
he took a marine biologist and made a Guitar Hero hack.
You know what? I saw that. I saw that on YouTube.
We have that on our Thickets channel on YouTube.
Nice.
Just go to YouTube and plug in the Dark Souls Thickets and you'll get our playlist. And yeah, so he is eminently qualified to put some more songs by our band.
I don't know how many. I'm afraid that a lot of bands would be interested in doing that, but they just wouldn't have the technical knowledge to be able
tricky.
To. Now, if Harmonix created some kind of engine that could, you know, make that process a bit simpler for people.
That's worth looking into, and you should write a letter.
I should, a strongly worded letter. But yes, perhaps if you're in a band, or if you're a singer, a songwriter, or in some kind of musical act, you'd be interested in joining this Rock Band network.
Maybe one of your listeners knows more than we do. And
maybe. Probably. Probably.
But so if everything goes as planned, there will be more Thicket songs to play on Rock Band.
Excellent, excellent.
I don't want to give a date. I don't want to say which ones.
Yep, no promises, but just
kind of preliminary,
throwing the idea out there.
Things are happening, the wheels are in motion.
Excellent, excellent. Well, with that being said, why don't we get to that song that you guys had available on Rock Band 2?
Yes, which you can still download to this very day.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will go home and download
it. And pretend that you're Jordan on those drums.
Yes.
Tappity-tappity, bam, bam, bam.
Maybe you can dress up in your own Cthulhu costume
exactly.
at home, because I know you have one.
That's right. If you take a photograph or post a video on YouTube of you playing our song on Rock Band in costume, I will send you a pin.
You will get one single awesome...
You will get one Thickets pin.
Pin. It's awesome.
I promise that. That's a promise.
All right, there you go. It's happening. This is the song. You go home, and you guys work on that right now, because that pin is going to be the highlight of your life.
That's a good costume, though.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
No!
Now, this song is from
Army of Darkness.
Exactly. And I actually, it's a movie that I haven't seen yet. I actually haven't seen a lot of classic sci-fi or fantasy films. And I'm
trying to have homework for this weekend.
Yes, I've had homework for the rest of my life to catch up with all these. Like, I just saw The Princess Bride like a month ago for the first time. I know. I know. And now I get it. Like, you know, never saw it before. I don't know why. And like I said, I saw Total Recall for the first time, and Running Man. I also saw Predator for the first time about a month ago. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I've seen it now, but yeah. I mean, I never saw it before. So Army of Darkness is still on the short list for movies that I need to watch. I should probably watch it fairly soon. It would probably be a good Halloween movie.
Yeah. Squad is a podcast I listen to that actually mm-hmm. contains some thickets and some ex-thickets. Oh, you can never really be an ex-thicket. You're always a thicket.
Really?
Okay. And they rate their films like how many predators does it get?
How many predators does it get? And the more predators it gets, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the perfect film.
Really? Because I wouldn't... If I was in a situation which there were many predators, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know, but I'd probably, like, metaphorically shit my pants. I'd be like, oh, why are there 5 predators? I thought there was only one.
yeah, they're very, they enjoy the gun movies and the action movies and that kind of stuff. So
good times, predators, good times. Now, Army of Darkness apparently has zombies in it as
well. Kinda, yeah, kind of, yeah, possessed demons and whatnot. Demons possessing people and yeah, bit undead.
Excellent.
I wouldn't just call them zombies. There's like skeletons as well.
Okay, all right,
yeah,
fair enough.
Basically, an army of skeletons. I don't want to spoil the movie.
No, please don't.
there may or may not be an army of darkness.
All right. You also wanted to talk about
Fort Zombie is a video game that is being produced by Kerberos Productions, and
is that a local company?
It is a local company for you UBC people.
All right.
And Vancouverites who enjoy local things. If you're on the 100-mile video game diet.
Okay.
They are well within that. And the video game is basically you're running around a town and trying to rescue survivors of a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. And is this coming out for major consoles? Or is it like
this is actually a personal computer game, I believe. Okay. Which is fun.
PC.
Yes, the PC. If you use it politically correct.
Yes.
It's not that. Apart from doing a voice on the video game, there's also some Thickets music on it.
Excellent.
And they have a tentative release date, but I don't think that it has been announced yet, so I cannot say, but it will be soon.
Excellent. And what's it called again?
It's called Fort Zombie.
Keep your eye out for that one.
So check that out.
Mm-hmm. And there were also some things that you would like to say about Thickets, I do believe.
Yeah, we've got a new shirt coming out.
Yes, that has probably designed by
me.
Yep, the one and only.
If you have the album The Shadow Out of Tim, you've seen that face that has that's being stretched apart and there's mm-hmm. tentacles
and
coming
there's tentacles
out
coming through the...
Yep. Yep. So that one's been kind of on the request list for a while, so I finally got around to making it. It's got that face on it. And,
excellent. You didn't redraw it or anything. You're just getting that design printed on shirts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, you know, I made the original, and I made it big enough that hopefully it'll turn out really, really awesome.
Perhaps on sale at the next show?
Yes, yep. I'm going to have it done by then if everything goes as planned. And if you're looking for a specific size, I'm ordering the shirts like today. So go to thickets.net or our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Just let me know what size you want.
Excellent.
And I'll bring them all to the show on Halloween.
Good times. That is dedication to their fans, my friends. Just got to put that out there. You guys are also doing some kind of poster collection, or?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about our Facebook everything.
Everything? Okay.
Because on Facebook you have groups, but you also have pages. How familiar are you with this?
I'm fairly familiar with it. Like,
you belong to some groups. You're a fan of some pages.
Yeah, sure. Let's say that. Okay.
So with groups, this is for anyone who's starting a band and wants to have a Facebook presence. Let me give you some tips. If you start a group, mm-hmm. you can send a message to all the members of that group.
Yes.
That sends
you can
them
spam their inbox.
Exactly. Oh, you can. And you will.
And yes, you will. And sometimes when you're on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So as some people may not like that as much. No. But you can also make a Facebook page.
Okay.
And when you spam all the members of the Facebook page, it doesn't go to their email inbox. It just goes into the status update. So they may see it while they're on Facebook.
Okay, and it's like it's less intrusive.
It's less intrusive. People generally like it more. But apart from that, there's not really much of a difference between the groups and the pages.
So it depends on how annoying you want to be.
Exactly. Now, the thickets have both. So we got all of our bases.
I know, everything. There's no way that you can avoid this.
So anyway, I recently put up a gallery on the Facebook page of all the posters. Well, the more interesting posters that I had in my file.
All right, now
so
with these.
If you're a tickets fan and you want to see posters, designs from our long history, then check out the Facebook page.
All right, now are these posters that you design yourself? Or
no, they're just posters from our various tours.
I see.
And whatnot.
Sifting through the vaults?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's some pretty classy designs.
Now, if you, fair listener, have maybe some old Thickets posters that you have sitting, you know, under your bed collecting dust or something, perhaps you would like to share it on their Facebook page.
In.
Yes, exactly. Anything else you want to add about Thickets right now?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Why not?
Speaking of the internet.
The internet, it's both a blessing and a curse.
Thickets.net has some interviews with me. Or links to the interviews. There's just too many for me to go into.
Too many to count.
And lastly, and most importantly, not maybe most importantly, the Spaceship Zero comic.
Now, let's talk about Spaceship Zero for a second, just in case they're not familiar with what it is. It is a role-playing game.
Yes.
Both written and designed by...
me, Warren, and some other fellows.
Excellent. And it was also an album put out by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
Yes, the official soundtrack.
Excellent. And so now you're continuing the legacy
with
a comic book.
A comic. Now, I started this comic as part of Steve Rolston's comic book production course.
Okay. He teaches at Van Arts, I think.
Van Arts, yes. Yeah. And he's a well-known comic book artiste for those who appreciate the medium. And I'm going to finish what I started in the pages of the new Cloudscape anthology that's coming out hopefully in March called Exploded View.
Okay.
Which is an anthology of science fiction stories.
All right. And this is continuing the story of Spaceship Zero?
It's actually a prequel, if you will, to the story that's on the album and in the role-playing game.
Excellent. Now, are you the writer and the illustrator?
I'm the writer and the illustrator.
Awesome. Torin, for those of you who are not familiar, is also a local illustrator. He was working on something called the World Wildlife Federation of Justice.
Yes.
For a while.
I still am.
Yes. Currently.
It's on the
project,
back burner.
Mm-hmm. It's on hold right now because he's working on... What are you working on now?
I'm working on Regitown is
Regitown.
The name of it. It's a story about drug abuse.
Okay.
And violence. And it's gritty and real.
It's gritty.
And I had to take a lot of reference photos. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I have no idea how to smoke meth.
Yeah,
How do you do it?
Well, it's with the Google image search. You turn safe search off.
Yeah.
And
I expected a little more from Google. the meth smoking.
How to smoke meth.
Yeah.
Go.
So that was interesting. And that'll be, I don't know when it's going to be ready, but it'll, stay tuned. It's written by the fellows from Critical Hit Comics and is being published by, New Reliable Press at some point.
All right. Awesome. Now, if there are some aspiring illustrators out there, would you have any hints or tips for them on how to get started? Because you've been doing this for a while.
It's true.
And I believe it's a pretty hard.
Is don't have a social life.
Okay.
Just draw constantly.
Just draw.
Stay in your mom's basement.
All right.
That's the key to success. Mm-hmm. If you see any movie on comic book creators, those are the successful ones.
Yeah,
those are
the ones who
have no social
skills. It takes sacrifice. It does, but it'll pay off someday. Yeah. And every now and then, I'm sure you could take a break to play some video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Fallout 3.
Enjoyable.
Enjoyable
game.
It is. It truly is.
Those death claws, they are hard to kill.
It's true.
But Torn I've got my share of trophies.
Torn was telling me that he recently started playing Fallout 3, and I myself have started playing BioShock, and so it's terrible. You don't leave the house to do anything.
Is BioShock also a post-apocalyptic setting?
Kind of, yeah. Like, it's not as futuristic. It's more like it takes place in an underwater city that was built... during like the bomb scare of the 50s.
Okay.
It's supposed to be you find the city, like there's a plane crash, you find the city, and it's like 200 years after or something. That's like cool. Something has gone wrong because these people are crazy and they're trying to kill you.
Excellent.
And everything's falling apart. So it's post-apocalyptic in its own fictional way. And man, is it a good game? Yes.
BioShock.
Yes, it is. And there's a BioShock 2 coming out pretty soon, but they don't care about that. People are listening to hear more things about Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
And rock in general, I would say.
And rock, yes. Fair enough.
And possibly maybe adventure soundtracks.
Adventure soundtracks or this track called Sesame Street Cred.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you sent it to me.
I did.
You sent it to me. Which one are you playing? Capital I or lowercase n?
Oh, that's a
which
tough one?
One? Which one's let's the letter of the
say,
day?
Let's say lowercase n.
Lowercase
and
n.
It's a kind of a space theme, so it ties in with Spaceship Zero.
All right, excellent.
Sorry about the quality, everyone.
All right, I'm sure they won't mind. It's all right. We make sacrifices for the internet. Here we go. Trip down memory lane, lowercase n from Sesame Street.
In an old and far off place, there was a lowercase n. Lonely and cold, she would stare off into space, and it was known that she would cry now and then. Lowercase n, standing on a hill.
Your facts, your figures, what are they worth now, huh? Are they worth the lives of 7 billion people?
By the town beast.
I shall be released
from the belly of the beast.
I shall be released.
What? Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Raised in Hell, forged by fire and harder than drum steel, comes the new album from 3 Inches of Blood, Their Way Thy Doom, featuring 11 hardcore, evil tracks from the biggest defenders of traditional heavy metal. Their Way Thy Doom is available in stores now.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
Thank you.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. This has been We All Fall Down. Torin, he is still
so sad
here.
It's over.
It's all right. Doesn't have to be the last time. Thank you very much for coming by and sharing us with a wealth of information. Don't forget to check out Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. They're playing Halloween night at Pub 340. Come in costume. Be that awesome person.
Yes.
Be that guy.
Support your local weird holiday.
Yeah, sure. And so many things come to mind when we bring up weird holidays. And check out Son of Cthulhu Palooza that is happening December 5th.
Yes,
is there a venue?
We're actually having a meeting tonight about that.
Oh, okay.
But it's probably
going to
be the rickshaw.
All right. Awesome. That place.
SecondLevelWizards.com will have updates.
Excellent. We're currently listening to Ping Island, the Ping Island theme from The Life Aquatic.
Yes.
Zizou. Yes. Zizou. It was a good movie. And before that, we played No Means No with... What was the song called?
A Rags and Bones.
Yes. Yes, it was. I don't know. Do you have anything? Any last words?
Just keep on rocking.
Just keep on rocking.
Keep the nerd up.
Yep. And if you guys are interested, check out the Rock Band Network. If you guys are part of a musical act, you too could have your song played on the video game Rock Band.
I also wanted to shout out my brother for finally getting the fucking internet. That's all.
Really?
He's our bassist, by the way.
Oh, okay. Is his mind just blown?
Well, he had to go to the library before to find out what the band was doing.
Is he one of those people with no phones and no internet? maybe every now and then he'll get a letter from you guys in the mail. And
Dear Merrick, please attend the next show.
3 months from now.
Here's the set list to memorize.
Yeah, we'll have a band practice. Okay. Remember, excellent. Wow, that's awesome. I still know people who don't have cell phones or the internet, so I don't know. He's not the only one out there.
Not.
Don't worry about it.
Probably Upton has dial-up.
Awesome.
Dial-up is the devil. It is it's such a tease. Why do you even have the internet if you're going to have dial-up? You might as well just not own a computer.
You obviously have not met Colin Upton.
What? No, I have. I have met him. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Robin with the Inkstead Show, right?
Hello.
He's right here. He's ready to do it. We're going to leave you off now with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, of course, with a song called A Marine Biologist. And if you are a marine biologist, or maybe your dad is, maybe your brother or your mom or someone you know, get in touch with Torin, because I think they're still looking for marine biologists out there if you want to be
a rock video.
In the rock music video. What's the website that they can check out?
Thickets.net.
Thickets.net. And if they want to contact you?
Thickets@uniserve.com.
There we go. That's what the robot tells you.
Like a musical robot.
This is a marine biologist on CITR. Thanks so much, Torin.
Thank you.
Have a great week, guys. I'll be back next Thursday.